The most recent dispute that has gained attention was sparked by the filing of a countersuit by Cache County itself against citizen plaintiffs, including members of the Utah Foundation for Land and Open Water, or Utah FLO. In an interview with UPR, the citizens say they are being sued for millions of dollars by the county for misrepresenting facts. But Cache County Attorney Donald Linton says the county isn't asking for money.
It helps to say to people, one, you're not entitled to say anything you want. And if you do say those things, we're going to refute them. And that's really what we've done in this defamation countersuit. As I said, we haven't asked for any monetary damages. All we said is, look, you guys, you're defaming us. Stop.
The citizens also claim the county's countersuit, quote, violates the bedrock of democratic principles of free speech, unquote, by suing its own citizens for bringing up allegations of fraud. Linton again refutes this claim.
They say that we don't have a right because we're a public entity. But there's a statute in the state of Utah that says absolutely, if some of these things are said maliciously and with willful and reckless disregard for the truth, yes, we can't protect ourselves.
Linton also disputes allegations that the county did not go through the Cache County Council before submitting the countersuit.
I will say frankly, there is absolutely nothing illegal that has been done up on that hill, period.
The countersuit claims the citizens have damaged the reputation of Cache County, canal companies, engineering firms, and contractors who have worked with the county on the canal project.
Where do we stop them from making allegations that we've abused our power? Where do we defend ourselves from allegations that we've committed fraud and criminal conduct? Where do we say enough is enough?
The case is ongoing in the First District Court. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.